denying President Trump's statement that the U.S. took action against an Iranian drone near the Persian Gulf yesterday. Here's the latest from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost the drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Argentina Friday. He's expected to rally support from Latin American leaders in the U.S. fight against Middle East militant groups. The top U.S. diplomat will deliver remarks at the second Western Hemisphere Counterterrorism Ministerial in Buenos Aires, where the challenges of terrorism in the hemisphere will be addressed. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital has killed 2 people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance to Kabul University. A spokesman for Kabul's police chief told the Associated Press that 2 vehicles were also set on fire. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incident in Kabul, where both the Taliban and Islamic State terrorist group are active. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest are already high and are expected to climb over the weekend. The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News. Britain's Home Secretary Sajid Javid warned against the rise of populism and open racism that has catapulted extremists to power. In a speech on Friday titled Confronting Extremism Together, Javid said he was proud to say that had not happened in Britain. Javid outlined a 3-pronged approach of tackling extremism, confronting narratives, strengthening communities' resilience, and tackling causes.
This is a sensitive issue, and sometimes it can easily cause offense. But I'm here regardless, because we desperately need a national conversation about extremism. I will not stay silent and create a vacuum where extremist views can fester and grow.
The speech followed a recent poll that's part of research for the threat and response to extremism in England and Wales. The results show more than half of the respondents have witnessed extremism. Former South African President Jacob Zuma says he will no longer testify in his state corruption hearing. Zuma's lawyers said Friday their client feels that he has been questioned unfairly.
I'm pleading with you, sir, to really, really check whether your process has not become a political process where the left hand does not know what the right hand is.
The former president has given testimony this week at the so-called State Capture Commission. Zuma has denied allegations of corruption, saying he was a victim of conspiracies to end his career, ruin his reputation, and kill him. Zuma was forced to resign from office last year by the ruling African National Congress Party after being implicated in numerous corruption scandals. South Africa's army has stepped in to quell violence in Cape Town's gang-ridden suburbs. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
More than 2,000 people have been killed since January in these mainly poor, black and mixed-race areas. Almost half of those deaths are gang-related, officials from Western Cape Province say. One of the victims was a keen soccer player. 17-year-old Trevor Pieters was walking to the shop to buy sweets when he was gunned down by unknown assailants in the gang-ridden suburb of Manenberg.
They shot three. And just to think that he didn't do anything to nobody, that is the tragedy of it all. You see?
The South African National Defense Force said last week it would deploy a battalion to a vast area called the Cape Flats, where high rates of unemployment and drug abuse have fueled gang activity.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request.